here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hopping, Easter's on its way.
Hey, it's Dave Plyer in for Dean Richards on 720 WGN, and that is Here Comes Peter Cottontail, that Rankin and Bass holiday classic that we all grew up with. And by the way, it's also Dean Richards' birthday today. Happy birthday, pal. He's enjoying some time off, so happy birthday to you. So during the holidays, when it's, you know, Easter, Halloween, Thanksgiving, or Christmas, most of us grew up watching classic holiday animated specials like Peanuts and Charlie Brown, but we also embraced the claymation works of Arthur Rankin Jr. and Jules Bass, which really owned every major holiday starting in the late 60s all the way till today. So holiday specials that still command an annual airing, you know, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and The Year Without a Santa Claus. There are Easter specials also that we grew up with. Here Comes Peter Cottontail, which my kids just watched on WGN via the CW last Tuesday night. The Easter Bunny's Coming to Town, and The First Easter Bunny. And joining us this morning is the official store historian and biographer of Rankin Bass, and is celebrating the 15th anniversary edition of his book, The Enchanted World of Rankin Bass, is my pal Rick Goldschmidt. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter.
So share with us the background and the history of Rankin and Bass. I mean, they've produced, you know, not only the holiday specials, but dozens and dozens and dozens of other programs.
Right. Well, they started in the early days of television. Arthur Rankin was an art director in the 50s for ABC Television, and Jules Bass worked for an ad agency.
Okay.
And the two met through that and decided to form a company and went into animation by seeing what they could do in Tokyo.
Okay. All right.
The Animagic was all done in Japan. And they were the leaders in stop-motion animation, which became Rankin-Bass Animagic. And then once Rudolph hit the airwaves, then their phone just started ringing off the hook.
So all this was produced in Japan then?
Yeah.
Okay, I did not know that. So what were some of the techniques? Like, how big were these figures that they were actually filming with at that time?
The figures averaged about 8 to 12 inches.
Okay.
And they were very advanced. They weren't just clay. They were made out of various textures, and they even made small clothes for the figures.
And, sure.
I mean, it became something that was very complex over the years, and there aren't too many studios still using that same process.
Sure, not anymore with all the digital production and so forth.
Right.
What was the first? So the first special that they did was in 1964. Was it Rudolph, or was it something else, or was it Return to Oz?
Well, actually, Return to Oz was the first.
Okay,
and that was a cell animated, and that did fairly well. But then when Rudolph hit the airwaves later that year, it just opened up a whole bunch of different projects, and they went into feature films almost immediately with Willie McBean and His Magic Machine,
okay,
and then the Mad Monster Party, and
sure,
the Daydreamer, and some others. And then they went into live action, too. So they were doing sure, live action, stop motion, and cell animated programs for many years.
Okay. You know, and I was looking at some of this stuff, too. Now, obviously, Rudolph, being that it started in 1964, it's celebrating its 50th anniversary next year, which is pretty cool. And then, you know, 68 was Drummer Boy and Frosty the Snowman in 69. And then Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Here Comes Peter Cottontail both premiered in 1970 and 1971, respectively.
Right.
But there were other shows that they produced too. When I saw these, I just cracked up. So did they do the Jackson 5 animated show that was on, and the Osmonds and so forth?
Yes. Uh-huh.
But that was animation, correct?
Right. Right. Okay. And actually, those two they did the animation in England.
Okay.
And had another studio handling some of the production. And that was at a time when they were doing live action films. They were still doing holiday specials for every holiday.
Sure.
And then they were on all three networks simultaneously, which was unheard of back then.
Well, and all the voices that you think about who lent their voice to all these characters. I'm looking at the list here. Paul Frees, which was probably the biggest one on all of them. Andy Griffith, Burl Ives, Casey Kasem, Fred Astaire, Red Skelton, Danny Kaye. I mean, these are the guys of the days of the great movie theater. And Boris Karloff, Jimmy Durante, Danny Thomas, Ethel Merman, Vincent Price, Mickey Rooney, Maury Amsterdam, where was Maury in?
He was in Rudolph's Shiny New Year.
Oh, okay.
As the little caveman.
Okay. And then you got Marlo Thomas and Angela Lansbury. So I mean, Mia Farrow, Shelley Winters. I mean, these are some big names of its time. So you listen to these now, and those voices are so familiar to you.
Right. Well, Arthur Rankin, his whole family came out of the entertainment industry. So many of his relatives worked with the actors, like James Cagney and. Boris Karloff and all of these people sort of knew Arthur's family. So he would talk to them and say, this is something that your grandchildren will understand. And this will open up a totally different audience for you. And that was an easy sell.
Sure.
Because they all wanted to get involved and they all knew Rudolph. And
sure.
It just became such a family oriented thing.
Well, even today, okay, so now I've got a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old and an 8-month-old, but you know, we will make sure that either leading up to the holiday or watching the holiday that we'll throw in, you know, one of the Rankin and Bathgate. We're going to watch Here Comes Peter. We're hosting Easter this afternoon, and so I'm sure we're going to watch Here Comes Peter Cottontail later this afternoon because it's just a holiday. It's a holiday classic. Where, you know, I got to ask this question more of a trivia point. Now, all these little animated figures that they used for all these specials, do any of them exist anymore?
Yeah. Most of them stayed in Japan.
Okay.
There are some that came to New York where Rankin Bass's offices were, and they sort of filtered out into collections. Arthur still has some. Jules has one or two, and then there's a few that got into private collections.
Okay. I mean, they seem like that would be a great museum piece to have some of these pieces out there for people to see from a seasonal standpoint.
Definitely. The guy who has the Rudolph and Santa puppets, we're going to try to bring them out for the 50th, possibly do a couple events even this year. So hopefully the people that have them will share them.
Sure, like exactly, that. Exactly. Well, you know what? When we come back, I want to talk about the Easter specials because those are the ones that are so topical for today. And then we'll talk about the 15th anniversary of your new book. But I'm going to throw this out to our listeners. If you know, okay, so there's Here Comes Peter Cottontail is the big Easter special. I have a copy of the DVD sitting in front of me here. If you could name one of the voice actors that are in Here Comes Peter Cottontail. Not only give you this, I'll also give you a $25 gift certificate to Rudy's Bar and Grill, which is a classic Chicago bar and grill located at Madison between Michigan and Wabash. So $25 gift certificate and a copy of the DVD, Here Comes Peter Cottontail. When we come back, 312-981-7200. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN.
In your Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it, you'll be.
Oh, man, that's a great Burl Ives. It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking with Rick Goldschmidt, historian for Rankin and Bass, and he's got a 15th anniversary of his new book coming out. And we have got Renee from Chicago Ridge on the line who might have the answer to this question. Hey, Renee, happy Easter to you.
Oh, same to you.
All right, so tell me one of the voiceover actors that was on Here Comes Peter Cottontail.
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire, you are correct. All right. Well, you'll get a copy of the DVD, and we're also going to give you a $25 gift certificate to Rudy's Bar and Grill, a classic Chicago bar and grill located Madison between Michigan and Wabash. So he was on there, and then there's the full cast is Danny Kaye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was on there as well. Paul Frees, Joan Gardner, Casey Kasem, and Vincent Price.
Oh, my God.
So he was the evil guy. I mean, which we'll talk about in a little bit. We're going to put you on hold, and producer Kevin will take care of you. Thanks so much, Renee, and happy Easter.
Thank you. Have a good Easter.
All right,
thank
you too. You too.
Bye.
All right. So, you know, we've got here, you know, Here Comes Peter Cottontail. You know, that was in 1971, and it was based on a 1957 novel by Priscilla and Otto Friedrich entitled The Easter Bunny That Overslept, correct?
Right, right. And the whole story sort of takes Peter Cottontail through all the holidays. until he finally gets rid of his Easter eggs at St. Patrick's Day.
Is that what it is?
Shamrock eggs.
Okay. That's cute. All right. That's funny. So, and it originally broadcasts on ABC for years and years, and then it went on CBS, and then the CW obviously has it now because
right.
it aired this past Tuesday. So, you know, we'd like to talk about your book. It's a 50th anniversary edition of The Enchanted World of Rankin-Bass, a portfolio. So tell me a little bit about the book.
Well, I gathered quite a bit of material after I did the book in 97. And back when I did the first edition of the book, there was no merchandising out whatsoever of Rudolph or the Little Drummer Boy or any of them.
Even in the days that it was originally on, there wasn't much of that?
No, there wasn't any
really?
Merchandising for the holiday specials. So my book sort of opened up the door for ideas, and it's become sort of a million-dollar industry every year. You see them in every store.
Sure.
And so I put some of the merchandise in the new version of the book and added a lot of behind-the-scenes pictures and even some transparencies that I just recently located of some of the puppets from The Year Without a Santa Claus with the Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
Oh, right. Very popular. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So even as you first published this book, when you do your updates, I'm assuming 50th anniversary and then your 20th and so forth, you're going to continually add and filter things in as you find them.
Right, right.
That's pretty cool. What else can we find in there?
You can find, like, what happened to the puppets.
Okay, all right.
That seems to be a big question.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And I kind of go into that, and it's just a lot of, it's everything that they did. So Saturday morning series, they did quite a few of those.
Yeah, what'd they do? Name some of those.
They did the King Kong show, okay. The Smokey the Bear show. The Tomfoolery Show, which is sort of a rare one.
Okay.
And like you said, the Jackson 5 just came out on Blu-ray and DVD. So
yep, saw that.
There's a whole audience for that. And then they did The Hobbit and The Return of the King, The Flight of Dragons. Sort of got into that fantasy world that is so popular today. They're making many movies that sort of mirror what was done in those,
sure.
in those specials.
Sure. What was the last production they put together?
Well, Thundercats and Silverhawks was a series that they did that was really big.
Okay.
And
that was the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the last Animagic special they did was The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus, which was based on a Frank L. Baum book. And it sort of mixed fantasy with holiday.
Okay.
And I don't think it was a really well-received special, but there's a lot of fans of all of these things that I'm talking about.
And there were the last full production that did was an animated special. Was it Santa Baby in 2001?
Yes, Santa Baby. I think a lot of other parties got involved with that, but that was a Rankin-Bass special.
Okay. And there's two other Easter specials. So there was Here Comes Peter Cottontail that we all grew up with. But what were the other two?
Right. Well, actually, the woman that called on the phone said Fred Astaire. And Fred Astaire
was in.
Wasn't
that from the other one?
The Easter Bunny is coming to town,
okay.
which I think really captures the essence of the holiday because it kind of goes into the backstory of why we color eggs, why we have an Easter Bunny. You know, that kind of thing. Sort of like what they did with Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Okay.
And then the first Easter Rabbit was with Burl Ives. And it's interesting. Burl Ives did four films for Rankin-Bass. He was in Rudolph.
He's the first.
Most famous.
Right.
And then he was in The Daydreamer as Father Neptune with The Little Mermaid. And then he did a live-action movie in 76 called The Bermuda Depths, which was a huge Rankin-Bass film, and then this one, the first Easter Rabbit, which has some really good musical numbers, like there's a song called There's That Rabbit by Maury Laws and Jules Bass. It's a really catchy tune. So, yeah, they really captured the essence of what Easter's all about in those three specials.
Sure. And you can still get them. And, in fact, I I saw them at Target. I saw them at Walmart. So if you still want to pick one up and have the kids watch it tonight, they're certainly available. But you've got the book that's available, and you've got some really interesting products too. First, talk about where we can find the book.
You can find them at miserbros.com. That's miserbros.com.
Okay. And what else do you have on there besides the book?
Oh, we have T-shirts and prints and photos and all
kinds
different
of posters
kinds of
and all kinds of things. You got some music and some other things on there as well.
Yeah.
And the DVDs you can get pretty much anywhere.
At
Amazon.com, Museum.tv. I know all these folks put that in together too as well. So Rick Goldschmidt, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having
me. That was a lot of fun.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too.